Mirandola?
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay. Malka.
He hasn't come on yet.
Thank you. I'm going to go mute.
Okay.
Shavua Tov, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today is the second day of Nisan. And it connects to the month of Iyar. And ER has the astrological sign of the shore, the bull. So let us begin our connection. If you missed yesterday's connection, by within the next half hour after this class ends, I will have yesterday's connection up on the recordings link. The first step is the permutation of the Hashem's name, and in the month of Iyar, the permutation is Yud Hey Hey Vav. We also connect to the permutation of the name of Ehyeh. And in the month of Iyar, that permutation is Aleph Hey Hey Yud. Please follow me with the root vowel of each letter. Yo Hey Hey Vav. Ah Hey Hey Yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Ah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Ah, hey, hey, yo. Yo, hey, hey, wa. Ah, hey, hey, yo. We will. Please join me in doing the Anabakoa, which is the second step. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati Serura, Alpekimo Yutak Sadi, Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagbeinu tacharenu nora. Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamren. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Barhem tacharem rachame sitkacha tamid gam lem betet reish sadi taf gimel. Stopping here at focusing on the two letters and the permutation of Hashem's name that connects the two letters are the letter Vav that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the letter Pei that created the astrological sign of Shor, the bull. Yo hey hey wa. Yo hey hey wa. Yo. Hey, yo, hey, hey, wa, wa, yo, hey, hey, wa, the letter Vav, wa, yo, hey, hey, wa, Yachid ge'e, lamcha p'nei, zofrei kidushatecha. Yud Gimalamet, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumo. Shin Kufal, Tzadi Yud Tav. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. Now we will study the various relationships that are presented to us from the Sefer Yetzirah. The Iyar is the second of the 12 months of the calendar. And in the Bible itself, in the Kumash, it is said that Iyar is called the month of Ziv, the month of radiance. The name Iyar is cognate with the word for light, or. And the month of Iyar is commonly referred to as the month of natural healing, because its name is an acronym for the words Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. The tribe is the tribe of Issachar. The sense is that of thought. And the controller is the right kidney. And the kidney, as we have learned in recent science, is the organ that cleanses the blood. There are two kidneys, right and left. There is the liver, there is the gallbladder. And these are just some of the cleansing tools. Each has their own part, their own aspect of cleansing. The kidney is what cleanses the blood of liquid, essentially. Or it creates the liquid that we expel from the body. And today the prince who dedicated his portion was from the tribe of Issachar, related to Netzach, to eternity, to endurance, to the victory of the Malchut. This is sort of like enthusiastic reception. Perhaps that is why the sages who knew the times of the moons came from the tribe of Issachar. And the majority of the members of the Sanhedrin throughout the generations came from the tribe of Issachar. I will be reading from the Machon Mamre website, from the book of Numbers. It's chapter 7. Yesterday we read the first 17 verses. Today we will read verses 18 to 23. You can also find that information on the handout and follow along as well. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud, which I probably should have started with first. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkin David hilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe b'vathe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah, la'asot Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanunei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanuneihu. Vayom ha'sheini hikriv Netanyel ben Suar Nesio Yisaskar. On the second day, Nathanael, the son of Zuar, the prince of Issachar, did offer. He grieved Karbano Ka'arat Kesef Ahat Shilishim Shiloshim Umea Mishkala Mizrach Ahad Kesef, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, Shenehem Meleim, Solet Belula, Bashemen Lemincha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering. Kafachat asara zahav meleya ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. Par echad ben bakar ayil echad keves echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Seir izim echad lechatat. One male of the goats for a sin offering. Uzevah hashlamim bakar shenayim elim chamisha atudim chamisha kivasim b'nei shana Chamisha zekarban etanel ben zuar. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nathanael, the son of Zohar. We return to the handout. And go to section 5. The names of each tribe gives hints to the character traits of the astrological signs. And also the name of each Nasi gives additional insights into the character traits of the tribe and the astrological signs. And here is some additional meditations from a sefer called the Me Hashiloah. and it's based on a translation. Of Yisachar was Nathaniel ben Soar. The Yisachar, Nathaniel ben Soar. Nathaniel, which means given from God, means that the blessed God gives Chachma in his heart. Soar is related to the word Seir, young. He saw himself as small and young, and as such knew that he had no power from his own side. Therefore, he was a vessel ready to receive all the flow of the blessed Hashem. Soar, meaning young, also shows that he knew his place and knew who he was, smaller than in comparison. The blessed Hashem showered understanding to him, as he was the first one to give the advice to offer the sacrifices for the dedication of the Mishkan, and was found in the Midrash. This advice, the understanding, and the first sacrifice came to him from the Hashem, so his name means given from God, as Hashem gave him Chachma, wisdom. Even though he received Chachma and Bina from Hashem, he still knew his place, that he was younger and smaller than Yehuda, and that Yehuda ruled over his brothers, and therefore offered the first sacrifice. So what is your place in this world? And what are you doing to maintain it and enhance it? Perhaps the secret of life is to know one's name, meaning one's role, and to do it. Dedicate yourself today to this endeavor. There is a link to the name Issachar. This name is from originally Hebrew. It's a name for men. And its meaning is there is reward. Yesh means there is, just as in Yesh Shem, there is a name. Sahar is reward. The blessing, he will be doubly rewarded for his goodness, both for himself and his loved ones. The word with the same gematria, to give, latat. Another word is the tahari raim, a pure sea. A phrase. Bamol uvracha lechol hamishpacha. Hamishpacha. With good fortune and blessings to the entire family. This phrase has the same gematria. The shoresh is sahar, reward, wages, salary, remuneration. A dam, to become intoxicated. And to hire. Another shoresh is kar, hafresh, meaning a messenger, a battering ram, a fattened sheep, pasture, a meadow, cushion, and a pillow. The energy verses for Issachar. There are 31 connecting to the name El Aleph Lamed. Eidan Nachash Alai Derech Shafifi Alai Arach Nidashi Eke Ach Yesus. I fell. Achor. Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a horned snake in the path, that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider falls backward. It's interesting to note that Issachar has a connection to Dan, to judgment, because that's the essence of wisdom. Evaluation. What is this? What is that? How do they relate to each other? It involves judgments. But judgment in a positive way. Not like most of us judging from our own egos. Hashem badad yan chanu v'yein am imo el nachar. The Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God within him or with him. 7 words connecting to the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. Twenty-four letters connecting to the 12 hours of day and the 12 hours of night. Or should I reverse that? 12 hours of night and the 12 hours of day. Irakavaho albamaoti erizviyakal tanuvat shadai. Yin kaho davash mesala ushmin me tachal vi me chal meyesh zor. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, and he did eat the fruitage of the field, and he made him to suck honey out of the crag and oil out of the flinty rock. Thirteen words connecting to the unity of everything. Echad. Fifty-five letters. Let us return and learn about the name Nathaniel. This is also a male name, originally from the Hebrew, meaning a gift from God. The blessing is God's gift to him will be to find even better days in the future. This would imply that Issachar is an optimist. But the blessing is accurate, whereas sometimes optimism is not warranted. The word Chamatza is probably different vowels. Chimetza, you will find. A phrase, Liatid Tov, for a good future. Actually, atid is eternity, towards eternity, towards a good eternity. And this is a promise from Hashem. The shoresh is natan, meaning to give, to put, energy versus. Na ala ba Yehuda un kitsana un vakana aleinu v'namilich melech betoka et ben aval tevual or tavil. Let us go up against Judah and vex it. And let us make a breach therein for us, and set up a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabil. Ten words connecting to the ten Sephiroth. Fifty-one, which connects to the Hebrew word na, nun aleph. Na means please. Nafshi oticha belaila, afruchi bekaravi, ishkarecha. Ki kasher mishpaticha la'aret tzedek limedu yoshvei tevel. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me have I sought thee earnestly. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learns righteousness. This verse really expresses clearly the concept of pain creates gain. The concept of cleansing, which we consider negative, is really a positive act leading us to a better place, a better future. Nacha shvatai im yoridi bur chayti kagever ein ayil. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am become as a man that has no help. Does that sound negative to you? Eight words that connects you to the world that is coming, to Bina. Connecting you to the name of Hel, Aleph Lamed, a name that connects to the level of Chachmah, of wisdom. So while on its surface it's negative, its internal essence is very positive. And yet, this is the essence of Issachar, by remaining humble. He accepts what happens and learns from it, something that we can all aspire to. Let's learn from the name Zohar. Again, it's a male name coming from the Hebrew, but it means a cadet, a shepherd assistant, to be small, to be scanty. We have not yet found the phrase that connects to the gematria that would be the blessing, but it's there. It's just concealed, as Issachar conceals his wisdom, because his consciousness recognizes that Yehuda is king. The word Hanasiya, the debt, the shorash is the word command, which becomes an issue, doesn't it? Because command, we know, is idol worship. And this is why Issachar was given wisdom to know that it was not his job to command, to be in the leader, only the advisor, which is what the Sanhedrin mostly was, calculating the moon, verifying the statements that were brought from the witnesses of the new moon. Another shoresh is Ayin Resh. In reverse, that would spell evil, but in this order, it means awake, alert, vigilance. Laurel, enemy and laurel. How can they go together? The name of Yehuda ben Jacob's firstborn, who died from spilling seed instead of coupling with Tamar. The energy versus. There are only two. Sidanai Yikrau V'charamon Sharin V'hamari Yikrau Lo Samir. With Hermon, the Sidonians called Syria, and the Amorites call it Sinir. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zerampin and Malchut. Letters.
Sadiq akal ishana sheva da shou vaten rashayim tahasar.
The righteous eats to the satisfying of his desire, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Learn this very well. Learn this often. Remind yourself of this. Why will the belly of the wicked continue to be in lack? Because he does not limit his animal instincts. And now for the verses that relate to the full name of Nathaniel ben Soar. Sometimes these are the same verses we've read, sometimes they're different. These are related to the same verses we read earlier, so I won't read them again. And the sixth step, the Nasi brings the same exact contribution as the tribe of Yehuda, but their consciousness is different, so come learn what that is. The consciousness of Nathaniel, like Yehuda, was that of a king, because the tribe of Issachar is considered the king of the Torah because of his wisdom. This was due to their study of the timing of the new moon. The silver bowl, in his case, was a bowl as a symbol of the Torah, due to the bowl being used to prepare the shewbread. The silver bowl is 130 shekels. This is the consciousness behind the 130 shekels given as a silver bowl by the tribe of Issachar. There were 26 generations from Adam to Moshe. We add the 24 books of Torah, plus the two mems representing the first word in the Mishnah and the last letter of the Mishnah. This totals 130. The basin of 70 shekels. Wine is drunk from a basin, and the wine represents Torah. Why 70 shekels? 70 ways to understand the Torah. The overall meaning of the bowl and the basin. The Midrash did not give us an understanding of the consciousness for this. When the resurrection of the dead takes place, we can ask Nathaniel. The overall meaning of the bowl and basis, the gold ladle of 10 shekels. And the ladle represents the two tablets of the Esser Dibrot, 5 against 5. One young bull is an oleh, and this relates to the Kohanim, to the priests. One ram as an oleh, this relates to the Levites who sang joyfully in the temple and the Mishkan. One sheep in its first year as an oleh. This relates to the Israelites who accepted the Torah at Sinai. Each one accepted it individually. And each reincarnation requires that person to accept it again. One male goat as a sin offering. This represents the converts who would come to study Torah and then be converted and become a child of Israel. The peace offering, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep in the first year. 2 cattle equals the 2 laws, the scripture and the Mishnah, the written and the oral. And this brings peace in 2 places, both high and low. 5 plus 5 plus 5 refers to 3 verses, each made up of 5 words that refer to the Torah. And this is in Psalms 19, verses 8, 9, and 10. Other comments? For the tribe of Issachar, the Nasi was mentioned prior to the tribe as an explanation of Issachar being king of the Torah. And this is true for only these two, Yehuda and Issachar. And one final step. It is proper to set aside 13 coins a day. Accumulate this and send them prior to Passover. Distribute them to multiple people, distribute them to one person. But by making the donation each day, you are receiving a benefit each of those days. That's the end of our class for today. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourself, I will remind you that the balance of today at 10:30 West Coast time, we will have a class continuing our preparation for Passover. And at 3:00, we will continue our study of advanced reincarnation. Tomorrow, we will meet again at 7 a.m. West Coast time. That's on Monday, where we will connect to the third day of Nisan. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shavua Tov. Have a wonderful week. I hope to see you many days, each and every day, during these 7 a.m. classes. And I remind you, next Shabbat, for those of you who wish to make the connection with the community, we will be doing this again at 11 a.m. on Shabbat. It's the only day that is different because Shabbat is different. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.